Proclamation number 3403 of 13th of January, 1945. Divine wisdom surpasses human wisdom. A divine revelation outweighs every seemingly profound human wisdom, for it is purest truth and therefore irrefutable. For if God expresses himself through the voice of the Spirit, then every error is excluded. But God reveals himself through an earthly child which is intimately united with him, which believes in him and establishes contact with him through loving activity and desire for him. As soon as a person is therefore active in love and intimately asks him for enlightenment, thus also lifts in faith that God can and will express himself. If he is sincerely asked for it, God will not deny himself to him either. Then he speaks to him through the inner voice, and then these revelations are to be believed. They are to be accepted as truth because they are of divine origin. And then the human being will draw from the original source of wisdom and understandably surpass every earthly wise man in knowledge. Yet only the person who desires the right, divine wisdom will recognize it as wisdom. And therefore it will never be possible to argue about the value of divine revelations, because an incomprehending person who neither seeks to penetrate the truth nor leads a way of life which can earn him such, is completely incapable of judging what is presented to him. Thus divine revelations are neither credible nor incontestable for him. Indeed, they rather appear to him as not very wise. And it is not possible to argue with such people, but they will always have the upper hand as long as the listeners are also of the same spirit, i.e., without faith in a God to whom everything is possible and without love which only awakens to life where faith is still dead. It is wrong to try to bring divine revelations to these people, for they would always contradict and also influence their fellow human beings such that they would reject them before they had seriously taken a stand. Therefore it is of no value to initiate people who are completely without faith, who therefore have no spiritual striving whatsoever and only live exclusively in the world. Knowledge can certainly be presented to them, but never the origin of the knowledge, before he is put into a thoughtful state by the knowledge itself and desires light and truth. Only then can he be informed where to look for the source. And only then will he also recognize the profound wisdom that shines forth from the divine revelations. And he will no longer be satisfied with earthly knowledge. He will strive for spiritual perfection in order to be able to receive God's revelations himself, as he has promised. Nevertheless, the word of God, which guides his love for earth, shall be carried on. Nevertheless, human wisdom shall be displaced by wisdom from God, for this will take root because everything divine will continue to exist while the human will pass away. Yet the word of God will only be recognized in all its wisdom when people voluntarily open themselves up to it, when they look for the reason in God's love and use his omnipotence and wisdom to explain his extraordinary working. Thus when they believe that God, in his love, wants to help people who are outside of the pure truth and that he is also able to do so, then his wisdom will be recognized and his revelations will be gratefully received as an extraordinary gift of grace. Amen.